For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. The Communist Party of China's Central Committee and the State Council held a memorial for Nanjing massacre victims in Nanjing on Sunday. Li Jiangguo, a member of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee and vice chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, attended the event at the Nanjing Massacre Memorial Hall. People observed a minute's silence while sirens were sounded at 10 a.m. throughout the city. The invading Japanese troops captured Nanjing on December 13, 1937, and started a bloodbath that lasted for more than 40 days. More than 300,000 Chinese civilians and unarmed soldiers were killed, and around 20,000 women were raped. China last year designated December 13th as National Memorial Day for victims of the Nanjing massacre. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson has welcomed the landmark agreement on climate change signed in Paris on Saturday. Hong Lei said it's a new beginning in international cooperation and is fair in splitting responsibility between developed and developing countries. He added China will continue to work with the international community to deal with global climate change. The Paris Agreement sets a target of holding the global average rise in temperatures below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels and preferably below 1.5 degrees. On the basis of common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities, developed countries agreed to raise $100 billion a year by 2020 to help developing countries transform their economies. The China-Italy Extradition Treaty, signed in Rome in 2010, officially took effect on Sunday. The treaty is aimed at curbing the escape of Chinese corrupt officials and to push China's foreign judicial cooperation to a new level. Another treaty between the two countries on criminal and judicial assistance took effect this August. Based on the two treaties, both sides have an obligation to help each other with investigations, recovering criminal earnings, and repatriating fugitive suspects. China signed a total of 121 bilateral extradition and judicial assistance treaties since 1987, covering 66 countries all over the world. The construction of China's internally developed nuclear power plant Hualong 1 in southeast China's Fujian province has made progress, with part of its 13-layer containment vessel completed. Shui Junfeng, a senior engineer with the Fujian Fuching Nuclear Power, said the work was finished more than 20 days ahead of schedule. Construction began on the Hualong 1 nuclear power unit in May and is expected to be finished in 2020. The Russian Defense Ministry says one of its warships had to fire warning shots at a Turkish vessel in the Aegean Sea to avoid a collision. The ministry says it has urgently summoned a Turkish military attaché in Moscow following the incident in the northern part of the Aegean Sea on Sunday. The ministry says the crew of the Russian Smetlevi frigate was forced to use firearms to prevent a collision with a Turkish senior vessel 22 kilometers from the Greek island of Limnos. At least 23 people have been killed in a deadly blaze at a psychiatric hospital in southwestern Russia. Two more bodies have been found in the debris after 19 were recovered at the site earlier. Another two died in a local hospital. Media outlets reported that all the deceased were bedridden patients or patients undergoing medical treatment. Over 70 people were inside the hospital when the fire broke out last night, and 51 of them were successfully evacuated, while 21 with burns have been hospitalized. The cause of the tragedy is still under investigation. The death toll from a bomb attack in northwest Pakistan on Sunday has risen to 17. 55 people are reported to be injured. The explosion took place at a market around noon local time in the city of Pachinara, which is near the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. Local authorities say some unidentified militants set off a bomb fixed inside a shop with a remote control. Two suspects have been arrested. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistan's President Mamoun Hussein and Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif have both condemned the attack. Chinese and Asian champions Guangzhou Evergrande have reached the Club World Cup semifinals with a 2-1 win over CONCACAF champions America. Evergrande fell 1-0 behind early in the second half. Zhang Long equalized 25 minutes later with an assist from Gao Lin, who opted for Zhang behind him when flanked with America's defensives on both sides. Man of the match Polino headed home a buzz beater from close range to send Evergrande through. They go on to meet European champions Barcelona next Thursday. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.